9 minutes past 5. You with Drive Time, right? Let's look at our main story this hour then. And it concerns a very popular green space on Merseyside. The leader of Sefton Council is calling for a judicial review into plans to build a new road through Rimrose Valley. In August, Highways England decided that a new dual carriageway going from Switch Island right the way through the park was the best way to manage the increased traffic heading to the new port of Liverpool. But the leader of Sefton Council, Councillor Ian Mayer, has described the decision as ridiculous and says an option to build a tunnel was completely disregarded. Well, Simon Smith is the chair of Rimrose Valley Friends and joins me on the line now. Hello, Simon.
Good afternoon, Paul.
First things first, for those who maybe aren't familiar with the area, the Rimrose Valley Park area, paint us a picture, if you will.
Sure. It's a delightful green space that serves the communities of South Sefton. And there are 5 communities that surround Rimrose Valley, some 30,000 to 40,000 people. Many areas are actually pockets of deprivation where health is substandard, and people absolutely depend and rely on Rimrose Valley as their essential green space to escape what would otherwise be solely a heavily urbanised, industrialised and traffic-saturated area. So Rimrose Valley is full of natural beauty. It's great for people to get out and see what nature can offer. And it's also, very importantly, used as a walking route between the communities, replacing polluting traffic. And for many people, when they step into Rimrose Valley for the first time, they're blown away by its beauty and splendour. And it is really a sight to behold.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, isn't it, as well? Let's be honest. We are talking about a very, very wide open space.
It's about 2.4 miles long, that's right.
Yeah. When Highways England started this consultation last year, what were the options on the table then?
Well, they provided 2 options. One was, as you say, the road through Rimrose Valley, which is a dual carriageway that's being tabled. The other option was to expand the A5036, that's Church Road, Dunningsbridge Road. They're the 2 options, but the community absolutely said over and over again that neither option was at all viable. Both options were going to decimate the people who live here. And we've been calling since the beginning for better options to be put forward, and we've been ignored at every stage.
But you would acknowledge that something has to be done about the traffic flow in this area, you know, particularly with obviously the Port of Liverpool on your doorstep.
I think the thing that I would acknowledge on behalf of the organisation is that plans were put in place to expand the Port of Liverpool without taking due account in good time for the increase in traffic. They're now trying to attack the increase in traffic after the horse has bolted. So yes, it's agreed, there is a traffic problem. The real root cause of the problem is that it's been left until now, when it's too late to viably do anything about it without proper money being spent to fix the problem.
Now, this tunnel's been mentioned. What do you know about this? Is this a viable idea, do you think?
Absolutely. It's viable. Highways England have been asked about a tunnel since the beginning by both Sefton Council and the Friends organisation. And the explanation given for it not being considered was based on cost. The decision to base it on cost and rule it out was because consideration has not been given to the hidden costs, the costs to public health. So we are calling for the analysis to be redone properly, where the cost of public health is duly taken into account. You know, we've got a lot of national coverage going on at the moment about the cost of pollution. The area suffers from some of the worst life expectancies in the Western world, and there are some terrible problems with asthmas and cancers. So the cost of those conditions need to be looked at in conjunction with the cost of the tunnel, and as of yet, that has not been done.
And in terms of this judicial review, are you confident that this is going to go your way and obviously the council's way?
Well, we can only hope so. You know, the decision as to whether to allow it to carry is out of our hands. But to put the case forward, we think we've got a very strong and very reasonable case for it to be accepted and pushed forward.
And if it's not accepted, what's your next step then? Is there anything else you can do?
Really, the next step is to continue to apply political pressure, not just locally or regionally, but nationally. We see this as a national test case. Pollution is very highly in the public eye right now, and Rimrose Valley is the next target in the government sights. So we feel there's a case to be answered nationally, where Rimrose Valley could be used as a case to show that a coherent national infrastructure policy that takes account of health and well-being is put together, just as it does in, as it happens in other parts of the world, just not in the UK.
Simon, good speaking with you. Thank you for joining me.
Pleasure.
That's Simon Smith there. He's the chair of the Rimrose Valley Friends. Obviously, that is an ongoing situation. A spokesman for Highways England said, the options for the vital improvement to the Port of Liverpool route were developed in accordance with long-standing procedures, including cost-benefit assessments, which we are obliged by government rules to consider. Due to the high cost, a tunnel was ruled out as a serious option at a very early stage, but we believe the bypass option will deliver real benefits to local people, including along what will become the old A5036, as well as to the local and regional economy, with faster, more reliable journeys between the port and motorway network along the new road. Highways England remains committed to a dialogue with local people about the future of the route.